So as our inaugural alternative transportation segment, we welcome Hannah and Dan, two volunteers from Troy Bike Rescue's Youth Shop program.
Hi.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Thanks.
So can you define what the Troy Bike Rescue is, its history, and its way of functioning within the Troy community?
Sure. So Troy Bike Rescue has been around since 2001. It was initially started as an art project by someone who's well known to the sanctuary, Andrew Lynn. For the first almost 10 years, it was basically run without a space. It was just pretty much a run out of, parking lots and in people's backyards and stuff like that. But I think around 2010, they managed to get a space here in North Troy, they got a non-profit status. And so they've kind of been functioning for about 15 years now without any paid staff. It's entirely volunteer run. And really there's just a lot of different people who get different things out of it. And depending on who's there, different things kind of happen. But, there's all sorts of stuff. There's bike rides that happen, organized bike rides. There's giveaways. We have what's called open shops. We have days where we do learning for the staff. We have a youth program, and we also do some teaching of bike safety. I suppose the one thing that I would really want to emphasize is that it's really not a bike shop. There's not a lot of money exchanged. It's really about a community space where we kind of share our knowledge about bikes and try to keep bikes out of the waste stream.
So maybe go into maybe a little more in depth about one of the programs, maybe the Youth Shop or...
Yeah, so Dan and I both volunteer for the Youth Shop, which happens every Tuesday from 4 to 6. And the main components of Youth Shop are the Learn and Earn program, in which kids can volunteer in the shop for 6 hours and then earn a bike. And so sometimes they're working on the bike that they're going to earn, and sometimes they're just helping other kids fix bikes. And once they've done that, often kids will keep coming back and helping each other fix bikes and also just continually fixing their own because they're always breaking. We have a hope for the future to have a master mechanic program where kids who've been coming around often have done the learn and earn can move on to like more clearly gaining skills and particular skills and then be able to help other kids. But we haven't quite been able to enforce that. There's a pretty low volunteer to kid ratio right now. So there's only so much we can do in the hectic 3 hours that is the weekly shop. And another thing that we've been wanting to do and we'll work on for next summer is doing rides with kids. So like taking groups of kids on rides. But a lot of what happens at Youth Shop is simple bike mechanic stuff like patching tires, replacing tubes, stuff like that. And then additionally, those of us at Youth Shop do try to make it a community space where kids also feel like they can hang out and not just be continuing in a school mode where they have to be super focused and learn a ton of things. So if they do one little thing in the night, that's also can be great.
So what is special about bicycles as a form of transportation? Why should people care about getting their transportation by bike?
There's lots of reasons. I think it's very cheap. I've managed to not have a car now for 10 years almost, and has really saved me a lot of money. Obvious other reasons, like it's good for the environment. It's good for exercise, and it really gets to allow you to know your city, right? Like you get to move around the city and not be kind of separated from it. And there's something about the pace of riding a bike as well in a city. You're fast enough to get from, to traverse the whole city, but you're not really separated from it. You're really a part of that landscape. So,
going off on a little tangent, I worked at a bike shop for a few years, and there was a place across town called Bikes Not Bombs that had a similar program to you guys, and what it would do for kids was just kind of amazing in terms of them putting their imagination into things and building bikes that you really wouldn't have imagined before that. It's a place for personal creativity. I'm wondering, you know, have you seen this process of bike rescue bring out things in people, kind of like a people rescue?
Yeah, for sure. It's always really exciting, those moments when I see a kid I'll really speak to the youth program because that's what I'm involved in. But when you see a kid come in who thinks they just want to be there to earn a bike, because of course it's great to have a bike to ride around in the summer. And then a few weeks later, they're coming in and saying like, what can I do? And they're just fun. Like this week, two girls that have been coming in for a while, like suddenly I looked out and they're spontaneously helping a guy on the street, an adult who'd come by, fix his bike and had been out there with him for half an hour. And at some point came in and asked for my help, but they were really figuring it out. And those are just like such exciting moments when you see that they're taking initiative and actually just enjoying the skill of it.
So are bike rescues interconnected across the country and across the world? And, you know, is the Troy Bike Rescue connected or involved with other bike rescues in other areas?
To a certain extent, you know, there's an Albany Bike Rescue, and then there's Electric City Bike Rescue in Schenectady, and there's definitely some collaboration that happens amongst the volunteers between each of those places. So that's kind of on a local level, but on a larger level, I guess there are kind of yearly conferences. One in particular is called Bike Bike, which happens, I think the last one was in Washington, the time before that in Detroit. And there are also other things called, which is a newer thing called the Youth Bike Summit, where, so these are kind of yearly meetings where volunteers of bike rescues come to the same place and kind of exchange skills and ideas. And then, you know, there are other ways that they're kind of kept in touch, like through listservs and other things like that. But yeah, these bike conferences are kind of the main course for that.
How did you guys get started in this, both in cycling and with bike rescue?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was riding BMX bikes when I was a little kid, you know, jumping off the biggest things I could find. But
so you were one of the cool kids.
Yeah, I guess I was one of the cool kids. I guess more recently, you know, I started bike touring, and then I started just commuting every day and then even racing bikes and, you know, really, you know, it's every facet of biking for me.
So where can folks go to get more involved with the Troy Bike Rescue and also with the youth shop in particular?
So the bike rescue is at 3280 6th Ave, and you can stop by during open shop hours, which are for adults, Monday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. And the youth shop is Tuesday, 4 to 7. And the phone number for more information is 518-328-4827. And the email is tbr.collective@gmail.com. And you can also visit the website at troybikerescue.com. And we're always looking for more volunteers, both for adult open shop and for youth shop. And you don't necessarily need to have experience with bikes. I didn't when I started volunteering. I do a lot of just like interface with the kids, and I'm learning a ton as I work there. So people that work with kids, people that work on bikes, people that do both, everyone welcome, and we're always looking for fresh blood.
Great. Well, we're about out of time, but thank you, Hannah and Dan, for coming. This was great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Hannah and Dan of the Troy Bike Rescue. Please go to http://www.troybikerescue.com for more information.